Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I always marvel how when folks pray, the Lord will orchestrate a service. And I didn't talk to the choir tonight about the song to sing, but there couldn't be a better song that would fit the message tonight. I'm going to just be reading one verse this evening from Psalms 118. I've always wanted to say to those men that say the Bible is just the work of men and not of God and no inspiration, I'd like to tell them, why don't you sit down and try to write a psalm for me? Just try that. Amen. They're powerful. They not only reveal the heart of the psalmist, they reveal the nature of God. And they're such a source of encouragement to us as we look into the psalms and read them. I encourage folks to pray the psalms. There's psalms for individuals. There's psalms for congregations. And I'm not going to exposit any psalm or anything tonight. I want to share a thought with you. I'd like for us to go into the year 2014 worshiping God like we've never worshiped before. Amen. Amen. I know it's just one verse and you've been standing, but if you'd stand, we'll read it and pray tonight. Psalm 118, verse 28. Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt thee. I wasn't going to say this, but I've been saying it since the summer. God impressed my heart, but worship truly is a choice. Do you catch it even in this verse? I will. I've decided to. I've made up my mind. I've determined to. I will praise thee. Thou art my God. Are you glad you can say that tonight? Why don't you just try to sing it? Thou art my God. Hallelujah. Why don't you say it again? Thou art my God. But I really want to preach to you about this last part. He said, I will exalt thee. I will exalt thee. I want to preach tonight on soul lift. Soul lift. Heavenly Father, help us tonight. I pray for the encouragement of your people. I pray, God, that as we conclude this service, there'll be a worship across the spectrum of ages, lifting up your name and praising you. Lord, I pray you be glorified through the preaching tonight. I pray for a touch beyond our minds, a touch of our spirits. Oh, God, do that with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. You could be seated. I learned a long time ago just to try to be myself, my sanctified self, not be like anyone else. And I've always been grateful to Sister Norvell because she will laugh when no one else will laugh. But the trouble is many times I'm not trying to be funny. My mind just works that way. And our family was watching something and there was a person there and all of a sudden, I don't remember if they were a man or a woman, but someone pointed at them and said, they've had a facelift. They've had a facelift. It's pretty evident. And you know, how we was talking about this Sunday school, sometimes you talk before you think, you know. Well, I've been real disturbed before the mirror lately because there's this fold of skin that's been developing and hanging down right here. And I just spoke out and said, I don't need a facelift. I need a neck lift. And I don't know how that works, and I don't know if that's possible or not. But I am convinced of one thing, that many tonight in this church, right now, right here, you need a soul lift. You need a soul lift. There are folks here that have sagging spirits, sagging hope, sagging joy. You need a soul lift. I mean, we even have expressions down in the spirits, down in the dumps, down and out, or just, I'm down. I'm telling you, if you are down, what you need is a soul lift. And I am so thankful that I can preach tonight. There is a way to have your soul lifted. And the secret is in the last part of this verse. I will exalt thee. And the message in the nutshell is to have your soul lifted. It's very, very easy to have your soul lifted. What you do is lift up God. Hallelujah. And in lifting up God, your soul will be lifted up. Hallelujah. He'll come and exalt the Lord with me tonight. Hallelujah. Some are here. You know what I'm talking about. You need a soul lift. What it is that will lift up the soul. Just what is that? Well, in the verse, it says, I will exalt thee. And the word exalt means to elevate, to lift up. And in this context, it means to lift up by praise. When you exalt the Lord, you are lifting him up. Now literally, you can't lift him up any higher than he is. God is higher than all the earth. He's higher than the heavens. You can't make him any higher. He's already there. But in your concept, in your perception, before men, amen, you can declare it, and you can lift him up in declaring how great and mighty and holy and righteous and pure and divine and powerful and loving and gracious. It's when you begin to declare and proclaim his greatness. He's already there, but you are lifting him up with your praise. And therein is the secret. And let me stress tonight, nothing lifts the human spirit like the human spirit uplifting God. No trip to Disneyland, no spending of money, no shopping, nothing will lift the human spirit. No psychology, no psychiatry, nothing will lift the human spirit like a human spirit that'll begin to lift up. Oh, hallelujah. Some of you know what I'm talking about. Amen. You've been down and depressed. You saw no end to the trial. You saw no clear way ahead, but you came to the house of the Lord, or maybe it was in a back bedroom as you were praying, but somewhere, maybe driving down the road, you begin to say, it doesn't matter. I'm going to praise him anyhow. I'm going to lift up his name anyhow. And you begin to praise and worship the Lord. And suddenly something started happening on the inside. And there was a lifting of your spirits. Hallelujah. It's simply how God designed the human spirit to work. Focus on God and there is a lifting of the spirit. As the body needs breath to live, needs to eat to thrive, the soul needs to worship to live. It needs to worship to thrive and to be vibrant. Amen. If a person is not worshiping, their spiritual being is either dead or dying. Did you hear me tonight across the building? If a person's not genuinely worshiping, their spirit is dead or dying. Why? God created our spirit. Amen. You know the body needs food. You know the lungs need air. Amen. And the spirit needs to worship. And God has so made it that as we begin to lift him up, there is a lifting of our soul. Amen. Why is it that only lifting up God will lift up the soul? Why is that? Amen. You see, it's this simple. If I am not focused on God, I am focused on others or on self. Think about it. If I am not focused on God, I am focused on self or on others. Amen. I want to tell you what I feel has been one of the greatest detriment to the Christian experience from contemporary Christianity. And it is that so much of contemporary Christianity has made it a horizontal thing rather than a vertical thing. And I'm not just talking about making it all about self, how you can reach your greatest potential, how you can have self, not just horizontal that way, bringing it down to a human plane. But I'm talking about even the worship in a church. Amen. It's horizontal. It's about man and human talent and extraordinary personality. It's about dynamic productions. That's all horizontal. Amen. Even sanctuaries, and I'm not just making a critical statement. I'm just thinking out loud, but even sanctuaries so often today are designed with blacked out ceilings and everything and the lighting simply to put a focus on what's going on the platform. And I know some of that is just practical. I know that. But at a deeper level, it's surfacing in contemporary Christianity that it's a horizontal thing. People responding to people responding to human talent, people responding to the dynamics of human ability. But I believe that worship should be a vertical thing. Hallelujah. I know you're looking at me now as I preach, but I think the majority of worship ought to be heaven looking. Amen. Vertical. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can tell even in a song what song that just makes you respond on a horizontal, or what song causes your soul to soar. Amen. I'm telling you, that's why lifting up God, it gets the eyes off self. You see, when you begin to make worship vertical, not only will you lift up your hands, not only will you lift up your head, you'll feel your soul lifting up. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I was halfway watching a documentary about cathedrals. I've always wanted to make a tour and just go. I've got another sermon boil in my mind there, but just take a tour and just look at these old cathedrals. And I know man and religion, God and all that, but there's some beautiful structures. And the narrator was talking about, he's showing how high these cathedrals were and their high turrets and their high towers. And he was talking about the reason they used to make those towers so tall and put those steeples on there, that even in their architecture, they were trying to draw men's attention and point man's attention upward to God. Amen. To look upward to God. In fact, to quote one of the architects of that era, he said, "The steeple is meant to act like a hand reaching into the sky to touch the heavens themselves." Even the very architecture of the church was to look up, lift your eyes up, lift your praise up, lift your heart up. Even in that design, amen, right after the era of building those great cathedrals, there was a revival of the domes of Greek and Roman times, and then the Renaissance period. And the Renaissance period was a time of humanism. It was a time in focusing on humanity, what humanity is capable of, humanity's reason, humanity's beauty, humanity's ability. And so many people feel like they built the dome to encompass man. You look up and your attention is continually drawn back to man. Back to man. Everything of meaning, they would say, humanists would say, everything of beauty is contained within the world of man. So let's put a dome over it. Amen. Some may disagree with that, but there seems to be some truth. A steeple points upward to God, and a dome brings the attention and encompasses back to man. Amen. Instead of our souls soaring upward, when we get caught up in man and caught up with self, instead of our souls soaring upward, they're trapped beneath the dome of self-centeredness. They're trapped between or underneath the dome of self-attention. And our spirits, even when they try to rise up, amen, when the focus is upon me, when the focus is upon men, my spirit may try to rise up, but it's like hitting the dome. It's going to come back down. Oh, but when I've got the focus on God, hallelujah, amen, the steeple of praise, it goes up, it goes up, it goes up. And as my attention is upon God, amen, my spirit, my soul will rise as well with that worship and with that praise. Amen. But our society today is wrapped in narcissism. It's about me. Amen. I heard someone make the statement. I've made it somewhat myself lately, but I believe it's true. But this is a statement I heard this past week. None is as miserable as one who is focused on himself. None as miserable as the one that's focused on himself. Now ask yourself, does our not prevailing pop psychology and philosophy not tell us to focus on ourselves? But God's got a better way. He says, you focus on me, and if you'll lift me up, your soul will be lifted up. I mean, we got such a narcissistic society, we can't get off our devices long enough to acknowledge anybody else in the room, to greet one another, to pay attention to one another. Amen. Sheriff Mary Dixon once banned them, didn't you? Banned devices at her family get together. Sound like a good idea. Just don't have them. Have you noticed that? Have a group of people and everyone's looking down, can't even look at it, can't acknowledge it, can't talk. Isn't that the way the world ultimately does? And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with the device, but look where it's got our attention, down, down. In fact, it's always that way. The devices are designed that way. Do you ever see somebody walk around with their iPad this way? No? It's all down, isn't it? You say you're being silly. No, I'm not being silly. Our society, the attention's turned inward, ingrown, back to man, back to man, back to man, looking down. Amen. Without a mirror, you can't look at yourself without looking down. Try it. I know you can lift up your hand, but that's another action. Just look at yourself right now. Go ahead. No one's trying it. Go ahead, look at yourself. What'd you have to do to see yourself? You had to look down. And Satan knows that. If he can get our attention on himself, we're going to look. And you know what happens when we're looking at ourselves? We look down. And you know what happens when we look down? We're feeling down. We're going down. Our spirits are down. Oh, hallelujah. But just like you cannot look at yourself without looking down, did you know you can't look at God without looking up? Oh, hallelujah. How many wants to exalt, lift up the Lord with me? Turn your attention to the Lord. Amen. Last of all tonight, how is it that lifting up God lifts up the soul? Amen. Would you do a little object lesson with me? Amen. Would you get a songbook or Bible out of the back of the pew there? Now, I want you to focus on that thing. Are you looking at it? Focus it. Focus on it. Now, I want you to lift that up. Go ahead, keep it lifted up. At least three things went up with that. When you lifted that up, your arm went up, your head went up, and your eyes went up. Thank you. Could I tell you it's the same way with worship? When you begin to lift up God, your hands go up, your eyes go up, your head is lifted up. And in lifting up God, something else is lifted up. Your very soul. Hallelujah. Oh, how that's the way He made us. That's the way it works. Hallelujah. Would you come, music? Hallelujah. I love those books from the age of exploration. And for some odd reason, particularly those ones of the Arctic and subarctic. And I like to read those in wintertime. It gets late at night and you're reading about those Antarctic explorers and it's already cold out. You'll like to freeze to death right there. But I'm reading now some sailors that were marooned on the Auckland Islands. That's just right above Antarctica, and how they were trying to survive. And they were talking about how their boat that had shipwrecked, how they were going to try to turn it over. And they attacked the block or attached the block and tackles and the ropes. But it said they had to wait for the tide to lift that thing so they could flip it over. And I didn't really want to share that. I just got to thinking about tides. And I know this is very simple explanation, but the rising of the tide is caused by the response of the water to the attraction of the moon. The moon on high begins to attract the water, and the water responds, and the tide begins to rise. And you know, when the tide rises, there's a saying that's true. When the tide rises, all boats are lifted by a rising tide. Everything that's in that water rises when the tide does. You know, it may not be a good illustration for you, but I got to thinking about that. For every true born-again individual, there is an attraction from on high. Amen. Sometimes we're not all completely aware of it, but if you're born again, there's an attraction from on high, from heaven. And if we begin to respond to that attraction, that hunger for God, that desire for His presence, if we begin to respond to that, we'll feel ourselves beginning to lift Him up. And in the worship, in the lifting of the worship in your life, other things in your life will raise as well. Because the rising tide of your soul will raise up your life. Oh, exalt the Lord with me. Hallelujah. I want us to stand right now. Amen. I said it because I'm convinced it. I'm convinced that there's souls that are really sagging, souls that are down, spirits that are down. And that reveals itself in different ways. It don't always reveal itself in discouragement. Sometimes it reveals itself in coldness or indifference. But honest people just say, I need my soul lifted up. I need a soul lift. I want to tell you how to have a soul lift. Bring it all together. You have a soul lift by uplifting God. Hallelujah. 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 I'm going to ask, is this altar call tonight, in honesty, if you need a lifting of your heart, a lifting of your spirit, a lifting of your eyes, a lifting of your innermost person, I want you to just begin to come and stand around this front and lift up your hands and say, right now, I'm just going to uplift God. Hey, man, would you begin to come right now? I just need my soul lifted up. I'm going to come and stand and lift up my heart to God. Hey, man, just begin to move out. Hey, man, I promise you, if you'll sincerely, if you will honestly uplift God, you'll feel your spirit lifting. Hallelujah. Could we praise Him? Could we praise Him? Forget your neighbor. Amen. Forget everything. Just begin to praise the Lord. Praise Him for His goodness. Praise Him for His excellency. Praise Him for His love. Praise Him for His mercy. Praise Him for the chance after chance after chance that He's given. Praise Him for the new beginning. Oh, I know there's problems. I don't minimize any of them. But I'm telling you, your soul can be lifted up tonight as you lift up the Lord. Hallelujah. I will exalt the Lord. I will praise the Lord. I will lift Him on high. Oh, hallelujah. That's it, church. Let's praise Him. Oh, let us exalt His name together. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, that's it. Begin to praise Him. Don't let the enemy cause you to look downward. Don't look downward. Look upward. Oh, come on. Let's praise Him. Don't look at yourself. Look to God. Look to Creator. Look to Redeemer. Oh, oh, come on, church. Let's praise Him. Oh, we serve the living God. We serve the holy God. We serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Somebody already feels your soul lifting. Hallelujah. Oh, uplift Him. Oh, uplift Him. Hallelujah. Don't look down, look up. Don't look down, look up.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The praise to Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
All that hath breath, give Him praise.
Oh, give Him praise tonight, everyone. Amen.
Give the praise.
I want you to do something. Don't listen to your negative thoughts. Don't listen to the enemy. Don't look down. Don't say, yes, but what about this? What about that? I just want you to lift up your hearts and hands and say, Lord, I will praise Thee. I will exalt Thee. I will love Thee. I will lift up my hands. I will lift up Your name. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, that's it. That's it. Just praise Him. Lift Him up until you feel your heart soften. Till you feel your soul break loose from what has held it. Till you feel your soul begin to rise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
All of the praise.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
All that hath breath given.
I will praise Him.
His precious, I will praise Him. Holy name.
I will praise Him. I will praise Him.
Oh, but
hallelujah. I will praise Him.
Spirit,
I will praise Him.
I will worship just Him.
Oh, hallelujah. I will praise Him.
Let's
just keep praising
Him.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Till victory comes. Till victory comes. Till your soul is lifted. I'm tired of being here. I'm tired of feeling this way. I'm tired of the blackness I'm stuck in. I'm tired of the doubt. I'm tired of the unbelief. Oh, give the praise to Jesus. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is a man that putteth his trust in him. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us lift up, let us exalt his name together. Oh, could we exalt him? Hallelujah. Could we exalt him? Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
All that hath breath, give him praise. Give the praise to Jesus. All of the praise to Jesus. All that hath
breath, bless your name, Lord.
Give him praise.
Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy,
holy,
holy,
holy, holy,
holy. Do you feel your soul lifting? Hallelujah. Oh, I praise you, Jesus. I worship you, Jesus. I honor you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord.
I praise you, Lord. Breath, give him praise.
Hallelujah.
The earth, his creation.
Oh, Creator God.
Bows down before him.
Oh, hallelujah.
Even the waters and lands give.
Oh, hallelujah.
No exception.
Hallelujah.
When we stand in,
oh, hallelujah,
his presence,
oh, hallelujah,
young men and women,
oh,
old men and children,
oh, bless your name,
all that
you're worthy
hath breath,
you're worthy,
give him,
you're worthy,
praise.
You're worthy. Lord, you're worthy. Lord, you're worthy. Lord, you're worthy.
All the praise to Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
All that hath breath, give him praise.
Hallelujah. I told it many years ago, but one time on Interstate 44, we was headed into St. Louis when it became multiple lanes, and the traffic got really heavy, and that doesn't always thrill me. But I noticed the guy up front, I couldn't tell what he was doing, and I pulled up close to him. He had the steering wheel just right here on his wrist. He's holding it that way because his hands were going like this. And he was weeping and crying. I could tell by his lips he was speaking in tongues and saying, thank you, Jesus, right in the middle of traffic. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, right in the middle of rush hour. Oh, sometimes it really gets snarled up in our lives, and things. And I'm not advocating driving without your hands. I'm just saying when things get really rough, Amen. Don't you know that just right there in your little world, with that, if you'd begin to uplift Jesus, begin to praise Him, begin to magnify Him. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's praise Him one more time. Hallelujah. 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 Why don't you just let it flow out? Hallelujah. There comes that point. It just begins to flow out. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I need you. Lord, I love you. Lord, I lift you up. Lord, I lift you up. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's sing this for relief. I will praise Him, praise the Lamb for sinners slain. I will praise Him. It's a choice. I will praise Him, praise the Lamb for sinners slain. Give Him glory, all ye people, for His blood can wash away each stain. And I will praise Him. I will praise Him. Praise the Lamb for sinners slain. Give Him glory, all ye people, for His blood can wash away each day. Glory, glory to the Son. Glory, glory to the Spirit. Glory to the Three. I will praise Him, praise the Lamb for sinners slain. I'll give Him glory,
all ye people, for His blood can't wash away each stain. If you feel like the Lamb is worthy, would you give Him a final praise tonight? Hallelujah. 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 I want you to think about doing something this week, not as an exhibition. I'm never into that. But wherever you're at, maybe it's not the car, maybe it's at home, maybe it's at work. But, amen. If you feel like you need a soul lift, just right there say, I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You're wonderful, Lord. Just see what happens. Amen. Could you greet one another tonight? Let each other know you love one another tonight.